She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Welcome to Naturally Savvy. I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is away this week. Andrea, we miss you, and we hope you're enjoying yourself. I'm so glad to have on the show Dr. John LaPuma. He is the author of Men Don't Diet, Men Refuel, a 24-day eating plan to shed fat, boost testosterone, and pump up strength and stamina. Dr. LaPuma, hello.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you on the show. Now, I understand that, or from my experience, I used to teach weight management, and the women would hold on to their weight and the men would drop it like crazy. And all the women in the class were super jealous. But it turns out that there are certain situations where men, with the pressure of work and the wrong fuel, that they can end up with a hormonal state that more closely resembles women. Correct? That's what's happening, it seems like.
That is what's happening, sadly. Men store their fat around their bellies, as you know, and women tend to store it around their hips and thighs and buttocks and other places they don't really want it. Men, biologically, have that fat storage, which works as a hormone-producing organ. It takes the testosterone that their testes make and converts it into estrogen. So it starts to give men boobs, it helps to soften their beard, it takes away their ambition, their drive, their initiative, it makes them tired, indecisive, all the kinds of things that men don't really want. And yet, this is actually a reversible change as men lose that belly fat.
Well, let's talk about ways that you recommend that men do reverse this and get back to their manly selves.
It turns out that men need a program that is specifically designed and engineered for them. Most of the research in weight loss is done either in women solely or primarily. In fact, 95% of those studies are done in women. Only 5% are done in men, but half of men are obese. Rather, of the obese population, half are men and half are women. So men need a new technology, something that boosts strength and stamina, works with where they want to go and what they're interested in, which, after all, is getting strong, having more sex, and feeling more confident about who they are and looking and feeling better.
You know, everybody's so busy, Dr. LaPuma, and one thing that I love about Naturally Savvy is to be able to give quick tips to really help people get started. So for the men listening, or for the women who are listening who love them, give us some of the foods that you recommend that men need to be eating to do just what we're talking about.
There are four foods that increase testosterone naturally for men. They include cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, arugula, watercress, collards, Brussels sprouts, and the like. And that's because the glucobrasin, which is a chemical in cruciferous vegetables, takes the estrogen that's made by men, and men do need a little estrogen, just not as much as we have generally if you're overweight or obese, and makes it a less potent form of estrogen. Vitamin D3, particularly the synthetic vitamin D3, or you can get it through the sun, of course, lowers a chemical in the body called sex hormone binding globulin, which allows your testosterone level to rise because more free and active testosterone is therefore available. Good fats, avocado, nuts of all kinds, olive oil, even coconut, allow the testicles where testosterone is made to transport the cholesterol that the liver makes into the cells that make testosterone so that that is done more efficiently. So one of the things that we advise men who don't, for example, know exactly where to start is not to be on a very low-fat diet, because very low-fat diets actually lower testosterone levels. You want a good level of healthy fat. The recipes in my book, including the only guacamole you'll ever need, which has 10 minutes and four ingredients, one of which, of course, is avocados.
Give us the other ingredients.
garlic
I love
salt,
guacamole.
Salsa, and cilantro. Garlic salt, salsa, and cilantro. It's so easy to split an avocado, add a little salsa, shake on the garlic butter, and add a twist of cilantro as a garnish if you like. And actually, people love that guacamole. They love the guacamole because you could spend 20 minutes, you know, mincing serrano chilies and taking out the seeds. Could smash and then cream and then mince garlic, but you don't need to. You can do the only guacamole you ever need. It's fantastic. And then there's an easy one that almost every guy knows, that you ought to have enough zinc in your diet. And the chief source of dietary zinc is actually oysters, which can be truly delicious. I can't wait to go to New Orleans later in the month to speak at a DAD 2.0 conference, and there we will have lots of oysters, I'm sure.
Oh, fun. All right, now let's talk exercise. What are the best types of exercise for rebuilding this strength and stamina?
The kind of exercise men need to boost testosterone and to burn fat while they're not exercising, which is the most efficient way to do it, is to build muscle cells. And men do have that metabolic advantage that they can leverage. And high-intensity interval training that's very short, I recommend 10 seconds of because a lot of guys are just starting, doing push-ups or burpees or squats or lunges or jumping jacks really hard at an 8 or 9 out of 10 level, and then resting for the next 50 seconds. So you have a minute of interval training, and doing this for 5 minutes during my 3-day jump start in the morning. That's all you need. It's a myth that the longer you work out, the more fat you burn. Actually, what you want to do is boost testosterone with short, intensive intervals for just a few minutes, and then, you know, use the rest of your time well. So that's the most efficient exercise, and we build that through the 24 days so that you're up to 15 minutes at the end if you want. But the important idea is to try to do interval training that's high intensity and short.
Now, I have to ask, what are burpees?
Burpees are an easy exercise that you do by standing up and then squatting down with your hands on the floor. You kick your legs out like you're doing a push-up, and then you bring them back underneath you like you're doing a squat, and then you stand up, and if you're really cool, you jump up and clap your hands.
Oh, wow.
I
don't think I'm that
core.
Cool.
No, it's really fun. They're all core.
No, I mean, I don't think I'm strong enough.
Oh, of course you are. Absolutely you are.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll try it.
They're really fun to do. Actually, I just watched last night on YouTube a video of Jillian Michaels, who graciously endorsed Refuel, the book, do them, and it was just tremendous. And she had demonstration people who were just tremendous, too. They're actually very simple to do, and they're great core exercises, great for building muscle as well, and great for balance. Probably my single favorite exercise to knocking off as many goals at once as you can.
Now, doing all this is not only going to help the man get trimmer, but it's also going to help him in the bedroom.
Yes, supercharging sex appeals to everybody. But for men, as their testosterone rises, as their sleep improves, because men who sleep less than 6 hours a night have 10 to 15% lower testosterone levels. As they begin to feel better right away, as they think about food as fuel and not converting as every bite either upping their testosterone or being converted to estrogen, they are eager to exhibit a little bit of skill, and they'll become much more attractive to the women that they love.
Oh, that's great. Well, you can visit Dr. John LaPuma at www.drjohnlapuma.com. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.